Y'all, you know what it is. It's them kids and wives and 9-to-5s, but we are married to the game. 054. How you guys doing out there? Thank you for being here. It's your boy, Gabe Patillo. As always, I'm joined by Tim Router and Timothy Hall. And we are talking games and life, life and games.
All I hear is a very tired man. I can hear you through your voice.
I second that.
He was just like, all right, let's go. Oh, yes.
I don't know how you did that. You pulled that one off pretty beautifully, man. You just like were on
dude,
it.
Dude, I'm trying to fake it. You guys are calling me out. I'm trying to fake it. I'm so tired. I was up till like 2-something in the morning last night playing Grand Theft Auto. And here we are at 6:30 in the morning.
I believe that you are not the only one that's probably losing a ton of sleep for the past week and a half.
Exactly. Router was up late too. He was working though.
Yeah.
So we'll start with you then.
Oh.
How are you?
I'm going to just take a nap. Is that okay? You guys just go on without me. I've only got 3 hours of sleep. For the past 3 weeks, it's just been nonstop. And I want to actually have a day where I have a king size bed that I purchased like 3 weeks ago, and I have not gotten an 8 hour sleep in that king size bed yet.
Come on, you need a Sabbath.
I know. I need a Sabbath like week.
A sabbatical.
Yeah, exactly. It ain't gonna happen anytime soon. But it's good. I mean, I'm very fortunate, and it's a great problem to have, but it also sucks. Yeah, so my life has just been work, and let's see, from our last update, well, I think everybody saw that I had finished BioShock Infinite.
That's right.
And freaking love that game, and I apologize for poo-pooing that back in March and not being too interested in it, because now I'm all in, and, you know, I think that that game is great, and that I want to go back and play the other two.
And wasn't it awesome? The ending?
The ending was great. I mean, it was really cool. It's such a good, weird, quirky game, but somehow really pulls you in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you really start getting a connection with Elizabeth throughout, and you turn into kind of a Joel Ellie situation, not as extreme and not as, I don't know. It's a little more cartoony, not cartoony, but it's just
different.
Yeah, it's just a different way. But you get the same result where at the end you're like, whoa.
Right.
And yeah, that's exactly how I felt. And it was just great. And I really enjoyed it. So what I'm doing is I tweeted to all my peoples out there. I said, all right, what should I play next? Because I still have my stack and I'm slowly whittling down the stack. So I said, all right, I've got Dishonored, I've got Dead Space, I've got Mass Effect 2, and I think something else. And everybody was like, the majority of the people were saying, play Mass Effect 2. So that's what I'm playing next. And with all the busy work schedule, I managed to get 30 minutes in.
So the intro sequence?
So the intro sequence, and 15 minutes of that was me starting over because I created my own character. Right. So
yeah.
I didn't. And normally I just like with Skyrim, I just went with the default, you know, I'm a Nord and, you know, this is my level. And I'm like, you know what, let's play around with this for a little bit. So I was playing with the character and with all the different features and hair and eyes and chin and face. And I turned out to be a broken nosed, bleach blonde Puerto Rican. and honestly, I looked so horrible on the video game that I'm like, I got to start over. I can't do this.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
I look absolutely ridiculous. So I started over and just went with the default and felt much better after that.
Yeah, but I'm not good at those things. I've always tried to, like, even on, like, the fight nights and stuff like that, I try to make my own face or,
right.
like, you know, kind of try to create something, and it never, ever works out. It looks like a three-year-old went silly with some silly putty.
Exactly. This was my first and last attempt at doing that. And from here on out, I'm just going to do the old default because, you know, I don't need to, I don't need to worry about that mess. And I don't need to, I don't want to look at myself like that throughout an entire game, like Mass Effect.
I'm like, how did Quasimodo get in this game?
Exactly. Quasimodo, it was horrible. So yeah. Yeah. So I'm so not even close to being into Mass Effect 2 yet, but, I'm starting that. I'm kind of excited. I gotta say the voice acting's kind of horrible.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's really bad. And I'm like, you kind of have to just power through it. So I'm looking forward to the actual story of it. And
it's really only really, and be encouraged, cause it's really only really bad with the main character, which
thank
I know.
Thank you. That's exactly what I mean, was going
to
say.
I know it's like a little crazy to say, cause you have to listen to him talk the whole time, but everyone else around him is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just Commander Shepard.
Oh yeah. And he's horrible.
I'm guessing you're playing the boy version of Commander Shepard.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was, it's interesting. And, you know, I haven't played Mass Effect 1, but I think I get the general idea of what's going on. But, yeah, I'm so early into it. It's not even funny, but I thought that was pretty hilarious.
Man, you got a lot of love on that question, too.
I did.
When I saw our community and how they responded, and that's I was like, holy crap.
And that's why they're going to make my decisions on video games from here on out. There's just no, there's no reason why I need to, like, I love getting feedback like that. I mean, it was close for a little bit, cause I was very tempted to do the Dead Space, do the original Dead Space, because I want to complete that series too, because I've done 2 and 3, and I really like that those games. So I may go Mass Effect 2 and then Dead Space, and just because I don't know if I'll be too sci-fied out or not, but we'll see.
I think they were just happy to hear from you.
Yeah, right.
TR.
I still haven't posted a single thing on the forum yet either.
Oh my goodness.
I'll just go there and say hi, and then
I probably have like 100 posts.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
It's great. So the only other big news is that I level up again in my allergy shots this week.
Oh, goodness.
So ladies and gentlemen, expect me to have some sort of an allergy attack, because the dilution of the vials, of the 5 vials that I have, by the way, because I have 5 shots, it kind of goes from like 1 to 10,000, 1 to 1,000. And then now it was 1 to, now I go 1 to 100, I think. So basically they're giving me more of what I'm allergic to in these vials, and it's supposed to help the body, you know, build up an immunity to it. So I'm very curious to see how this next week's going to come out. So if you see my head swollen and my eyes all bloodshot and watery, you'll know why.
Goodness.
That's awesome.
So that's Router in a nutshell, folks.
Halsifer.
So last week, I don't think I got to talk about Diablo 3. I picked that up at Redbox.
Right.
And it's a lot of fun. That's a game you need to buy, though. That's definitely
You can't Redbox that one. You'll spend more money at Redbox than buying
it. Well, I wanted to just rent it and see.
I'm with you.
I had a free rental, and I don't like playing demos usually.
Yeah, I don't either.
Redbox is my version of a demo. Which, speaking of, this whole thing made me think, should I subscribe to Gamefly? Have you guys used that before?
You know, to me it's a little expensive. For the turnaround,
like $16 a month.
Oh, I thought it was like 20. I thought it was $20 a month, and then every review I ever read was like, if anything's popular, you're not going to get it.
Yeah,
and the turnaround time is slow. It's not like Netflix. They said that's the big misconception. They want to be like Netflix,
right?
Where you send something away and 2 days later you got your thing. And I've just heard it's not at all like that.
I wonder if anybody out there has any good experiences, and I'm sure people will write in if they do, because it usually depends on your area. I think when we lived in Ohio, like, everybody poo-pooed Netflix DVD service thing, and we were just located in an area where it was really fast, so I was like,
that's like Nashville, too, I guess.
Yeah, Nashville has a fulfillment center here, too, so everything gets done pretty quickly.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess it just depends. But the reason I was looking into it is because, man, I'll, you know, if I pick up GTA 5, if I pay $60 and pick it up, and then I beat it, I don't know, let's say I beat it in like 3 weeks to a month, you know, if I go to trade it in or sell it, I'm only going to get like $30. So I paid $30 to play that game. If I could get a service where it was a little cheaper, and ensure that I was just beating games every month and didn't have to purchase any, then Yeah, I think that would be worth it. Just, it really depends.
That's a good point.
You know, and I think that might suit you too, Hall, because you're the kind of gamer that likes to go in and test things out. And once you don't like something, you're not going to go back to it. So there's no point in paying $60 for a game that you're just not going to like. I mean, you'll get some money out of it back, but that actually might work for you. I mean, I'd be curious to see if you want to just do it and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Give it a whirl.
I might give it a trial. There's like a $6 trial or something.
Yeah. So yeah, just see what happens.
We'll see.
I like that.
Started the Halo 4 campaign after last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I figured Halo 4 would be a good place to start. I have no idea what's going on.
That's awesome.
Are you lost, really?
Kind of. Like, just through playing the multiplayer in every other game, I don't know. I guess I kind of get it a little. But I don't know what the heck happened in those games. So I think in 4, they kind of give you like story hints that kind of help you with that anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll be fine. Just go read some spoilers or something.
Are you the kind of guy that watches the little movies in between? Or do you skip them?
Yeah. I always watch the movies and stuff.
That's what it's about, right? One of my buddies, his name's Chico, he always skips the little mini movies in games. And said he'll be like playing a game and the little movie will start up, he'll skip it. And he's like, well, I'm in jail. Why am I in jail? I'm like, well, you got to pay attention. You got to watch that stuff. Exactly.
Why am I rushing this this fortress? I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's so funny because the cutscenes will take you from, like, one scene to just something completely different. I could never see skipping.
Exactly.
I'd be so lost.
Cutscenes.
That's what I always say.
And speaking of, like, Halo 4, man, like, they give you, like, a good 5 minutes of video before they even let you do anything. So you gotta watch the beginning.
Okay.
But you have the entire collection, though, don't you?
No. Well, let me think here. I don't think I might still have Halo 2. I don't know what happened to Halo 3. I had Halo 3. I don't know. I've owned them all, though, and I've played the multiplayer to death. But
oh, really?
Yeah, they just... All I really know is, like, oh, I know all these weapons, so, you know, it's pretty easy to use. Like, I know which ones to go for and which ones to avoid. So.
Right.
And I think I had a couple more things. GTA 5, we have a clan group thing, social club. It's available on the forum. I need to make a little sticky with all of our stuff because the community is making little clans and groups for us, like a Steam group. We have one now.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah, if you're interested in gaming with other members of the community, head over to the forum. I'm going to make a sticky, hopefully soon, that just has all of that stuff in one. But if you go to the gaming discussion, I think there's it's either the gaming discussion or the Let's Play forum where we've got a GTA 5 clan. And I think they were in there saying, man, we need some more people before this goes live. So you're interested, go hook it up.
Yeah,
unite the clans.
I don't. Is that a cross platform thing? Like, I know that there's no cross platform play, but do you?
I mean, I doubt it.
I wonder
if I guess.
I was thinking like maybe you can join it regardless of which console you're playing on. I'm not really sure, but if there's not an Xbox clan or there's not a PlayStation clan, I'm sure there'll be one made soon enough.
Yeah, so. And we have to remind people too. Like, this is the last week. For those that have been like, oh, yeah, they have a forum, but you haven't signed up yet, but you kind of want to, go ahead. This is the last week that we're going to be chilling. We're going to announce the winners of the giveaways next week. We're giving away a shirt, a year of PS Plus or Xbox Live, Madden NFL 25, brand new, not used. And was there something else we were giving away? Did I say a T-shirt already?
Yeah, you said T-shirt.
It's early. I'm sorry. Yeah. And Madden 25. I'm just kidding. So we're trying to give some stuff away and to the people that sign up on the forum. So if you've been lollygagging, stop it. Go sign up. And it's awesome over there. marriedtothegames.com/forum.
A lot of fun. We, me or Gabe and I hang out there. Even yeah. Chris hangs out there. Chris hangs out there more than Router.
That's not saying much, though.
That's good. I love it. All in, baby.
It's all good.
Gabe, what'd you do?
You're up there, Chief.
Master Chief.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. I had a show. No, I didn't. Yes, I did. And I took my PlayStation and actually ended up not playing it at all. But it was nice because one of the guys, his name's Zach Bright, he's actually no longer with us. It was his last show with the Toby Mac crew. He played a little Diablo. So it was just nice to see somebody else play a video game besides me. I got iOS 7 on my iPad.
What do you think?
I don't like it.
You do like it.
I don't like it.
Okay.
You don't? Oh, man, I must be the only one that likes it.
Here's my thing.
I like it, too, a little bit.
They've got... so noncommittal. I like it, too, kind of. A bit. Not really.
Maybe.
I'm still...
yeah, like, jury's out.
It seems very Android to me. Like, they're just... They're trying to, like, level the playing field.
You know, for me... Okay, the functionality is dope. The double click to the multi-tabs, that's great, even though that was WebOS like 8 years ago.
Right.
But of course, they won't get any credit for that. I love that the tabs are live. And of course, I haven't dove into all the little nooks and crannies. I know there's a bunch of secrets that I probably don't know about. I cannot stand the look of it. Like, man, now
you're not the only one. Lauren was the same way. She's like, I hate it. I actually just updated her phone yesterday.
Man.
And she was like, you have to? I said, yeah, it's probably best that you just do it and bite the bullet. That way you'll get used to it.
I mean, I'm mad about what it looks like. Like, it's so cartoony.
Yeah,
and
they flattened everything
and
out.
Flat. And it doesn't look like my iPad no longer looks like it belongs to a man. I'm like, my background wallpaper might as well be like flowers and bubble gum.
Well, you don't like the Easter colors?
That's right. It's pastels, Gabe. It's pastels.
I know. I can't stand it. Like, it's pastels as we go into fall.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if they would have launched OS 7 and it had been all bright going into summertime,
I
think I'd have felt a little different about it. But it's like all dark outside still. And
it's iOS 7, the metrosexual edition.
Exactly. And I don't have hair enough to be metrosexual.
Yeah, right?
So maybe I'm just mad about that.
That rules Gabe out.
So, not loving that. Rented Grand Theft Auto, like I was saying, from Redbox. Man, we could talk about that later. But
okay.
Man. Have any of you guys played that?
I know I'm an idiot. I have no desire to play it.
Right.
I don't know why. You like
open world games, though.
I love open world games, but is this too open world for me now? I don't know.
It's one of those things. I could see, like, it's great. It's open world. It's a huge freaking sandbox. I mean, I don't even know if I feel like going into it because I'm like,
hey, you've already opened up the can. Just keep going.
So vulgar.
Oh, like, really?
And I'm telling you, I'm not easily offended. Here's my line. If I can't play a game, like if I'm playing a game, I'm fine with wearing headphones. I love wearing headphones during games. It sounds better, blah, 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 blah. But if I don't even want somebody in the room while I'm playing a game, then that takes it over the edge for me. So there's things in Grand Theft Auto in the first, like, you know, because I've only probably played it for, I don't even know, a couple hours. I've only had it for a couple days from Redbox. And, like, there's so many times I've been looking over my shoulder like, oh, gosh, please don't let my wife walk in the room right now. And so for me, like, if somebody can't even walk by the television without me feeling like weird for playing it,
right?
Then for me, that might be a little much. And you don't know that stuff is coming like that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, there's some like, I mean, there's some crazy stuff in just a regular mission that I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this. And you're like, you know, I'm like looking around, I'm like looking at the ceiling. It's,
Gabe's the creepy gamer.
Right, exactly. It's like when you're right next to somebody at a urinal and there's no divider and nothing to look at in front of you.
You look
you're
straight
like,
ahead,
well,
brother.
Well, I'll look around and as long as I don't make eye contact.
Don't make eye contact.
Don't
yeah,
ever make exactly. eye contact.
And I know we'll talk more about it when... I don't know. Is it on the charts for this week?
It's not, but we can talk about it.
We'll talk about it anyway. I mean, we can talk about it now. I mean, it made $1 billion in 3 days.
Stupid.
And so
that's a new record.
Yeah, it's a new record. It's crazy. But all I could think about was kids while I was playing it. I was like, holy crap, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old kids are playing this. And Toby called me, my boss, the other day.
Oh, you mean the Mountain Dew guy now?
Yeah.
The Mountain Dew guy.
Freaking awesome, by the way.
Yeah, he's on freaking cans of Mountain
Congrats
Dew.
Congrats to Toby. That is so cool.
Yeah. It comes with a free download from like Amazon or something like that.
Now we just need your face on there somewhere.
I know, right? I should have photobombed. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
he called me. He was like, hey, man. I was like, what's going on? He goes, he does this every time a new game comes out. He's like, what do you think about Grand Theft Auto for Truett, his son, who's 15? And I said, Toby, no.
Just nice.
Don't
Good for you, man.
Even mess with it. I said, I know. And I said, tell Truett, I'm sorry. I'm usually on his side. Like, usually when it's like Halo or Call of Duty, I'm like,
there's something stupid like Gears of War, which is just so crazy.
I'm like, listen, it's got a bunch of cussing, but it's fine. He could play online and he'll only have to deal with the people that are playing cussing instead of, you know, the characters cussing or whatever. Cause you know, I know that maybe Toby might not, you know, we're gone a lot. And so he might not see Truett playing that game, but I know his mom will see him playing that game. And I know Amanda.
Yeah. She'll
and
put
Amanda
the
would be
down.
Furious with me.
Yeah. She would
exactly.
put the smack down on it.
And so I know it's the parents' job to know what their kids are playing.
Yep.
But this M rating and the M rating that, you know, we talked about XCOM having are two completely different things.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's almost not even fair that Grand Theft Auto 5 got an M rating. Like, there needs to be something beyond that that really stops parents like, hey, just so you know, they're going to be characters fully having sex on this game.
Nice.
And your child's going to see it if you don't, you know what I'm saying? If you're not careful.
Yeah, that's like an NC-17 rating that might want to be implemented at some point.
Well, no, the ESRB has that AO rating. They just never use
it. They just never use it unless it's crazy.
I've never seen it. Yeah,
I mean, Leisure Suit Larry doesn't get AOs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have never seen it.
I've seen it once, and it was just like, and I didn't see it on the actual game. I saw it in a news clip that some game got an AO rating. And I was like, I mean, man, shoot. And I don't know if this is adults only, but dang it. What is it? Like, who wants their 13-year-old playing that? And I know that there's super liberal people out there, and I know that I'm sounding conservative.
No, that's the thing. Like, we're not being, I'm with you, Gabe. Like, we're not being prude here. We're just kind of being like, yeah, you know, we're both like new parents, and it's like, This is going to come back around on us eventually anyway, but these are the kind of things that you need to talk to your children about.
Right.
And maybe this is why I have no desire to play it, because it's kind of more real life than something you know, else that I could put hours of time in. It's like, but it's one of those things that I just don't need to rob people and go to strip clubs and get drugs and do all that stuff. I don't need that. It's not a big part of my life.
Right. It's that storyline is not for you.
No, it just doesn't excite me. I'm not interested in it. Like, I can beat up people if I want to. That's all fine and good, but I really don't feel like bothering.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of, man. And it's not to take away from the game. Like, the game's good. It controls fine. I think the controls are a little weird, personally, for me.
But Rockstar knows how to put games together.
Exactly.
And this is just such a huge sandbox, which is awesome, and that's great. That's what I love about it, is the fact that they spent a ton of time and money on giving you the ultimate open world gaming experience. And for that, I applaud them. That's awesome.
And it's good. It's great. I mean, it's a really good game. I mean,
yeah.
So don't hear me coming at it from that standpoint.
Right, right.
Did they fix the shooting and stuff?
I mean, not for me. It's the small little white dot. And like it gets lost so easy for me. It's kind of like Max Payne. Remember when Max Payne first came out? The mm-hmm. only thing you could aim with was a little white dot in the middle of the screen. And that's what it is now. And man, that thing's hard to see a lot of time for me. But
interesting.
Yeah, I think you get used to that. So anyway, I'm sorry. That was supposed to just be my weekend update. And
it's kind of like the sleeping dogs thing too. I mean, but I think that's more just profanity versus a lot of other things going on.
Exactly. And what 10-year-old's not going to try to go to the strip club? Like I didn't go there like as a part of the side things that you can go do. But like, you know, it openly is like, yo, here's some icons, go to the strip club. And you're like, oh, I mean, any kid would do that.
Of course.
I was 14, I'd be like, oh, snap, I'm going to the strip club. I would never get any story done.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
My mom would be knocking on my door like, what are you doing? And they'd be like, huh, nothing. Huh, just, I'll be out.
I'll be what? Out. Like,
I was vacuuming. And she's like, oh, I definitely know you're lying. Yeah. I know you're doing something wrong if the only excuse you can come up with was vacuuming.
You're enabling these younger kids to basically get a sneak peek of what it's like to be an adult down the road. And because their parents have, you know, they've grown up with their parents saying, don't do this, don't do this. And then here's this open world game that lets you do whatever you want. Of course you're going to do it. Of course you're going to go do the things. And you know what? And maybe that's fine because it's in a video game and that's great. Let them get their kicks and let them kind of experience that in a video game versus like down the road. And,
I
don't know.
But definitely not at 11.
Not at 11 and 12.
Oh, man. Did you guys see that article that I posted this week?
Yes.
Yeah, was that from Scotty?
Yeah, I think it was Scott Clark that posted that for us?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was. But goodness.
Because he's a teacher.
Yeah, that article was pretty crazy.
Yeah, so, it's kind of frightening.
It was basically saying that, was it a GameStop employee, did they say?
Did it say video game store or GameStop? I don't remember.
It probably was GameStop.
I'm sure it was.
The employee had said like 1 out of 10 copies he had sold of that game was to parents with kids that could barely see over the counter.
Yep.
Oh,
that was crazy.
That's scary.
Why do your young children need to be playing this game? Like, I understand that responsibility lies with the parents and they can do whatever they want, free country, yada yada. But goodness, I don't understand why kids need to play this game.
There still needs to be some checks and balances. That's the bottom line. There's a time to talk to your kids about this stuff. There's a time to expose your kids to this kind of stuff because it's going to happen anyway. But not at that. I don't think at that age.
You know what? My thing, too, with the parents that know what's going on and buy it for their kids, cool. Do what you want. If you want to tattoo something crazy on your child's face, I don't think it's right. But go ahead and do it if you want to, if you're one of those parents. My thing that I'm more worried about is the parents that don't know what's going on in the game.
Exactly. And
I think that's mostly the case.
And that's
of course it's mostly the case.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think if you would poll parents and you said, hey, would you want your kid exposed to all this while you're gone? I mean, the cussing is one thing. I mean, the cussing is overboard. Like, and I get that they're trying to make this rough and tumble game, but like, it doesn't even make sense. We talked about it a little bit last week. There's one scene where you walk up to this guy who's trying to legalize weed. It's at the very beginning. It's at the pretty close to the beginning of the game when you're playing Michael, and you walk up to him. You walk up to him, number one, because he's like a side mission that you can do. And he goes, hey buddy, can I talk to you for a second? And you go, what the F do you want? And I was like, I mean, why? Why? Nobody talks to anybody like that. Not if I walked up to you. You know what I'm saying? And so it just feels so over the top. And when you're driving around, the whole city's cussing around you. And it's all, and like I said before, I'm not necessarily offended by it. All I could think about was kids, though. And that, you know, and I didn't even look in the options to see if you could turn it off. I don't ever look.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think somebody brought up the point before on Twitter or on the forums that in like the Gears games, it'll be like a white noise bleep out for cuss words and you can have that turned on.
Oh, and,
you know,
cool.
So whatever for the parents that are like, I know what's in the game. I want my kid to play it anyway. My kid gets to make his own decisions his whole life. That's fine.
Yeah,
but
I get
for
that.
The parents that don't know, oh, it breaks my heart what they're going to get hidden from them. And then their kid's just going to be talking like this one day because it's almost inevitable.
Oh, yeah.
When you sink that much time into a game like that, that you come out.
It's going to rub
maybe
off
with
on
a
you.
Little bit of a different vernacular. Yeah.
Whew. Well, it's come a long way, too. Like, did you guys ever play GTA 1?
Yeah, the top-down version.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was, I think that game was rated teen, actually. I don't know if it
well,
was
I don't
teen
even
or
know
mature.
If there was voice acting in that game.
There was.
Was there in like, the very first
you'd
one?
You'd walk up to people and they'd be like,
you right, know, you just
away.
Snatch people out. It was actually just about stealing like, cars.
Yeah, every time you got a mission, it was like, you know, it was doing like the gibberish.
What was it like?
Gibberish. Charlie Brown Simulator.
Exactly.
Right. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't, you know, I was talking to Gabe about this too. Like, there are certain games where I cannot find where, like, I can see why it was rated mature, but I really can't find anything that I wouldn't feel comfortable with a teenager playing.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Kind of like Uncharted. Uncharted was rated teen. They pulled that off by, I don't think they had any blood or something.
Is that what it was?
I think that's what it was.
I think you're right.
That's interesting.
I mean, like, it's minimal.
I mean, Infamous is teen too.
Yeah, like I play Uncharted, and like I said too, it is rated teen. Like there's nothing that I see that a teenager wouldn't be able to handle. Especially because I mean, a lot of that stuff's in Indiana Jones movies, and Indiana Jones movies are probably worse.
Right, you know? People ripping people's hearts out.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but that's awesome.
Know,
that those movies
like,
are awesome.
It's the same thing. You know, XCOM gets a mature, GTA 5 gets a mature.
Which doesn't
one,
make any sense.
Yeah, it's a totally different playing
exactly.
field.
Exactly. They are both so different in their content that you got to be a parent that kind of just knows this stuff. And since we all game, we're not going to have any trouble with it.
Honestly, that's what I'm excited for. It's like, what if you're a parent that doesn't game or you're just going to buy games for your kids? I'm like, how do you do that? Because for me, I'm going to be all over that. Me and Piper are going to be sitting there playing games together. I can't wait. That's going to be awesome.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, and we spent a lot of time on this. But I think, number one, I think it's important. But number two, you know, there's a lot of latchkey kids out there, man. And there's a lot of kids that are just kind of left to their own devices. Their parents aren't really involved in their lives, all like that.
Yeah.
And that's the kids that I'm sad for.
Yeah.
And I understand that public school is crazy. But you don't walk down the hallway and see some of the things that are going on in Grand Theft Auto.
Absolutely.
I'm really trying not to be detailed about it, but it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm a grown man with children. I understand how this thing works, but dang. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Man, that was good.
I stepped down off my soapbox,
no,
and I'm
no.
sorry for those people that are like, oh, man, Gabe's a freaking prude.
We now have, like, one other listener. Like, these boys are a bunch of sallies. Let's move on. No, it's totally cool. You know what? We're just trying to be responsible parents. We're trying to be just responsible individuals, husbands, you know, it's kids, wives, and 9-to-5s. And, you know, this is an issue. It's going to come up. This is not going to be the last time we're going to see this.
Right.
Because I guarantee you we're going to see more articles and more things of, you know, parents, are you watching this, or you know, something's going to come up, and it's just going to keep coming up in the news at some point. But it's a good point, and it's something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah. Okay.
Freak yeah! New releases. Let's get this going.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good. Nothing really major to speak of. Enemy Front for PC, PS3, Xbox 360 comes out this week. Armored Core Verdict Day for PS3, Xbox 360. Batman Dual Pack. I didn't get any information on that. It's for PS3 and Xbox 360. I don't know.
That's probably Arkham City and Arkham Asylum, right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Probably.
I mean,
you would think they call it like the Arkham Dual Pack or something. I don't know. But FIFA 14 for the 360 and 3DS, is that their, I guess that's the exclusive release week?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I downloaded the demo on PlayStation 3.
Oh, there you go. Listen to you getting into soccer.
Well, you know, I'm trying to be a little cultured up in here.
Need a little how European of you, Gabe. speaking of soccer, Pro Evolution Soccer 2014 is coming out for PC, PS3, and Xbox. Let's see, Girl Fight is on Xbox Live Arcade that releases this
week.
Man,
that looks stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I looked at that. That was another demo, and I was like, Girl Fight? And I looked at the screenshots that they chose, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not playing that.
No, we're done. We're good.
Girl Fight.
Yes.
Oh, man. That thing.
Very original title. Pac-Man Championship Edition DX Plus for Xbox, PS3, and PC. World of Warplanes for the PC.
Mm.
Painkiller Hell and Damnation for the Xbox, and Rise of Venice for PC.
There you have it. Top 10, Jack.
And then top 10. So this, our charts aren't covering GTA 5, but we've already touched base on it. $1 billion in sales in just 3 days.
That's nuts.
The first day, the game sold 11 million units and generated $800 million in one day.
Wow. Heck.
Biggest opening in gaming history, and it toppled Call of Duty.
Isn't it the biggest opening in like entertainment history?
I don't know.
I think it beat out. I think Superman actually worldwide in its box office like was somewhere in the crazy millions, and I think it crushed all that. I think it might be the biggest entertainment opener, period.
It has to be, because typically when a movie opens, doesn't it do like at the most 200 million over the first weekend?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
it did 800 million in one day.
That's insane.
I think this is based on worldwide sales.
And it costs more too than a movie. So,
oh, sure.
Yeah. I guess let's be fair about it.
I don't know. Didn't it cost like 127 million?
I'm saying like costs more, like you have to plop $60.
For sure.
12 or however
many
it is.
I thought you meant to get made.
No, yeah. And I think, by the way, it costs way more to make the game. I thought it was in the 200 million range. I could be wrong though.
Regardless, they made their money back.
They
quickly
made it all back in one freaking day.
Yeah. So, 10-year-old at a time.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I meant to ask you, did you guys see the video I posted, the Conan's Clueless Gamer?
No, I didn't get to watch. I kept forgetting.
I haven't gotten to watch it either.
Is it hilarious?
Oh, it is so funny.
I saw it posted by like 25 other people. I mean,
yeah, he has no idea. It is awesome. I love his Clueless Gamer series. They are so great. Yeah, you have to watch it. I posted it on Twitter. I'll probably put it up on our site too, just because it's so funny.
Why are we not the guy sitting next to him telling him what's going on? That's what I
was saying.
Yeah, it was awesome. Okay, so the top 10 for this week is for the week ending September 14th. So this is before GTA 5 came out. Number 10 was Saints Row 4 for the PS3. Number 9, Diablo 3 for the PS3. And number 8, Diablo 3 for Xbox.
I could not find Diablo 3 on PS3 anywhere in Redbox in our whole town. It was only Xbox.
They didn't put it out. If you go to the website, they only have the Xbox One.
Why is that?
I don't know. They
it's got to be part of an exclusive deal, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's that, because since it's a rental,
well, that's true.
They can typically just get whatever they want. I don't think they have to pay any licensing to rent games out or anything like that. I think they just they made the call and said, we're just going to get the Xbox One. I don't know. It's real weird.
Yeah. I was disappointed.
Now, the PlayStation, like, some of the ones only come on PlayStation because there's the Xbox versions will have two discs, and Redbox is totally against doing two discs.
Yeah, so. I didn't see Grand Theft Auto 5 like I thought I would for Xbox in the Redbox.
Nope. Two discs.
Yeah, it makes sense. Two discs, so you double the liability.
Yep.
All righty. Number 7, NHL 14 for the PS3. Number 6, Saints Row 4 for Xbox. Number five, Minecraft for Xbox. Man,
Minecraft. 15 weeks
on this chart, and it sold 717,000 units. It's crazy. It just it's consistently selling at least anywhere from 30,000 to 40,000 units every week.
If it's only, if it's sold 717,000, the next time we do the charts, it's going to be shaken up quite a bit.
Oh yeah.
My gosh.
Number four, Madden NFL 25 for the PS3. Number three, NHL 14 for Xbox. Number two, Madden NFL 25 for Xbox. And the number one for the week ending September 14th, Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 Remix for the PS3. Nice. Doing 177,000 units.
There we go. I love those games. I need to dive back into those.
That's awesome.
Those are good
games. Now, Gabe, is that game too mature for children?
I know. Sorry, I'm the grandpa. You shouldn't be playing that.
No, you're not.
Hey, I'm just kidding. I totally share your sentiment, and I don't even have kids.
Yep. I don't see how you can be battling people with a big old key.
This
is not reality.
Grandpa Patillo.
Exactly. Hall.
Let's see. What do we... kind of a lot happened. Let's see. What do we want to talk about here?
You know what you want to talk about.
Do we want to talk about Sega acquiring Atlas?
Oh, yeah.
I figured that
was a couple weeks ago, right?
Was it a couple weeks ago? I didn't know if that was like after we did the last episode. We might have talked about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, my thoughts on it real quick. I don't see anything bad coming from this. So
there you go.
They'll have more money. They'll make more copies of all their games.
I love it.
That's the way I look at it anyway.
Boom.
Yeah, because Atlas has been notorious for not making enough copies of games.
Really?
Like the games usually end up getting more popular than they can account for.
And, which is a good problem to have.
Yeah, that's a great problem to have. That's why Sega probably bought their parent company. They're like, great. Cult classics.
Exactly.
Let's see.
Well, we got to talk about Hiroshi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say his last name. Yamauchi?
I think so.
Of course, you know, I always hate when something big happens right after we record the podcast.
Yeah.
Which will probably happen this week with the Steam Box.
Right.
But Hiroshi Yamauchi died last Thursday at 85, complications of pneumonia. And he he was the president of Nintendo from 1949 to 2002.
What?
Wow.
Right. That is crazy. And I think his great-grandfather started Nintendo.
Wow.
As a card, you know, card company, like cards.
Yeah, he was the president that was instrumental in steering them into video games.
Oh yeah. I mean
electronic games.
All kind of things. I mean, yeah. Cuz they
that spans decades right there. That's job security, yeah. Jack. Holy cow.
I mean, that's nuts. 49 to 2002. That's a long time. He started at 22 when his grandfather died of a stroke, I believe. And he had to kind of like beat one of his cousins out, and his dad wasn't around. And so it kind of fell to him. He was raised by his grandparents. And he kind of moved Nintendo from a card game company into board games, into like, you know, light guns, into baseball pitching machines. And they did a bunch of stuff before they hit arcade games.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously they did hit arcade games. Mario and Donkey Kong took off in the 80s, and the rest is history. Nintendo. And he passed
That's
away.
Amazing.
So he must have been brilliant. I mean, there's no, you know.
Yeah, that's a brilliant mind right
questions
there.
About it. So we have to say rest in peace to one of the godfathers of this whole thing. What about SteamOS?
Yeah, What aren't they supposed to be making some more announcements real soon? So
yeah,
we're
like
miss
today
out on the cool stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're releasing the hardware like today or tomorrow. Of course.
Yeah.
And so when everybody's listening to this, they already know. But we'll keep you posted on Twitter. But Linux, just like Gabe said, which is so weird to say. There's not a lot of Gabes around. But Linux. Steam.
I thought
OS.
You were talking about yourself there for a
yeah,
second.
Yeah, I was like,
so.
All right,
no,
there you go.
That's what we were talking about, Gabe Newell, last week.
Yes.
That's great.
I was like, good for you, Gabe. Way to.
Yeah, just like Gabe
we'll
said.
We'll have to
like,
get him as a guest on the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll work on that.
Now Gabe's talking in third person now. This is not good.
Yeah, exactly. You know you got a big head when you start talking about yourself in third person. So Windows still obviously has the lion's share of developers making games for that, you know, that platform. So that's one big hurdle that Steam OS and whatever hardware that the Steam box comes out with is probably gonna have to jump over. Don't you think?
I think so, but at the same time, Steam gets so many sales and so much market share of the PC market. They must account for 90% of
PC sales. I was going to say they must have most of PC sales by now. That's all
they
I ever hear.
To.
I know, but they're going to be running on Linux.
Well, that's the thing is that they can say like, look, if you want your game to be on Steam, you have to include a Linux version. Like they can pick a certain point. Like they can say like by 2014 or by 2015 you have to be developing Linux as well, so you have to have Windows, Mac, and or just Windows and Linux,
which is crazy. I mean, that's to be able to strong arm like that is
dude
nuts.
That would be great, because if all gaming, PC gaming, could get over on the Linux, it would be considerably cheaper, I think.
Well, because Linux is open source anyway.
Yeah, and it's not a resource hog.
Exactly. And like I said last week, man, that just opens up the creativity for gamers to come up with some great games. That's why I'm like, bring it on, man. I can't wait. This will be great.
And Linux is free and all that. And so yeah. I think the Steam OS thing is going to be all free. It's just pretty, you've got a big hurdle to jump over when you're talking about bringing the computer into the living room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're talking about starting up a console, I mean, that's a lot. So
yeah, but I mean, but PC gamers have just been, you know, sitting back and watching the battle of the consoles unfold because they have all this stuff already, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
As far as power and hardware, I mean, they've had it for years.
Oh yeah.
But so, you're right; it gets expensive because you got to upgrade all the time.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm so interested to see what this, you know, Steam box will be, because yeah. Will it be upgradable? How upgradable will it be? You know what I'm saying? Because these guys are, you know, computer guys are used to a certain level of gaming that you can't keep up with a something that you buy one time.
I wonder if it's not going to be more plug-in based, because if it is going to be open source, that means that there's going to be developers out there who will probably be doing add-ons and plug-ins. And I wonder if instead of upgrade, you don't necessarily have to upgrade the entire system because the system's open source anyway. I wonder if you download plugins that kind of work with certain games or do different functionalities.
Yeah, but I mean more from a graphics card standpoint.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I bet what Valve is moving towards, and obviously we can make predictions all day long and we're probably going to be wrong or whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
But I think he's moving towards something that's less scary to the consumer, because when you start talking about expandability and upgrading and all that stuff, the consumer gets really scared.
Yeah.
Won't even mess with it.
You know, yeah, with like the PS4 and the Xbox One, the only upgrading you're going to be doing is software stuff.
Right.
Which is going to be just automatic. So I think that he kind of wants to try to approach that consumer-friendly market. And I think it starts here. And then I think down the line, it moves towards maybe an OnLive competitor. Does OnLive even exist anymore?
You know,
you guys know what OnLive is?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so you would basically, it streams the game to you with video. So you're playing the game on a computer that's at their server farm.
Right.
Essentially.
So like Gaikai is going to be, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Just like Gaikai. But I think that this eventually moves into that, because then, you know, Steam can sell, or Valve can sell like $100 box with a controller and then say, well, you know, now you're connected to Steam all times and you don't have to have a high-end PC.
You know what's interesting, though? Like, how many computer guys play with a controller? Like, there's just there's so many questions out there, because I liked playing with a controller, but then at the same time, when it came to FPSs, first-person shooters, I loved playing with the keyboard and the mouse.
Hmm.
I think it's
honestly better. Well, honestly, if I had one, I'd still play with a controller, because I'd be sitting on my couch playing it on the TV.
Yeah. So. I think for convenience sake, a controller's probably a lot easier versus having to sit and be in a particular spot.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting, because now you're asking a certain sect of people that like doing something one way to do something a different way.
Well, the controller's really risen on the PC. I mean, Microsoft Xbox controller is very popular on the PC. I mean, I can't account for the numbers or anything. Like, I don't really know what they are, but every time people talk controllers on the PC, they're talking about just plugging in an Xbox controller.
Yeah. And I feel you on that. It's just it's going to be interesting to see what all decisions are made to try to scratch both itches, if that makes sense.
I don't know. I think they'll be fine. Valve's still a private company, isn't it?
Yeah, and they freaking have Half-Life and Portal.
Yeah,
and
that's
Team
why
Fortress.
They make good decisions, because they're a private company.
They're going to be just fine.
That's why they'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to be just fine.
Router, do you have anything? I always ask Hall. I don't want to not show
no,
you
no,
any
love.
No,
it's fine, because I'm all about the questions. We got some good ones, too.
Hall, you got anything else? I got a couple things.
Yeah, let's go ahead and go through your stuff.
Plants vs. Zombies coming to Android next month, October.
Have you played any more of Plants vs. Zombies 2?
Yeah, I think you finished it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, you did finish it. I saw it.
I was like, well, now what? So, yeah.
Now, wait, did you finish it begrudgingly, or did you finish it and actually got into it a little bit more?
I finished it a little bit begrudgingly.
Yeah.
I mean, the things that I don't like about it aren't going to change.
Of course not.
Do something, PopCap. Please take Crazy Dave and
Gabe,
his RV off the game.
I think they're looking at the money and they're saying, what, Gabe who?
Yeah. Exactly. But I don't need them to change the microtransactions. Do whatever with that. That's already stupid. We all agree. But I'm saying the characters, they don't need to talk at the beginning of everything. And if I restart because I didn't do it quite right, I don't want to hear them talk again. I just want to go back into playing
the game. Yeah,
there
should be some hook in there that if you fail a thing, they don't show you the
exactly. There needs to be a fast forward button too for when I have all my defenses set up and I know it's going to work.
Gabe, you have to watch the movies though.
I know, right? I have to know what's going on with his lost taco.
Exactly. It's important.
Exactly. This is on the forum. Beyond Two Souls is coming on October 8th.
And I haven't heard squat about that.
I know. Weird, huh?
It has totally just fallen off. Like last E3, everybody was like, Beyond Two Souls, Beyond Two Souls. Ellen Page, Beyond Two Souls. Not a peep right now.
I know.
And it's coming out in 2 weeks.
I know.
Ellen I have a feeling Page. It's going to be on Redbox.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be on Redbox. That's for sure.
Yeah, that'll be a great rental.
Willem Dafoe is on it as well. So it's coming out October 8th. They're releasing open beta on October 1st. But GameStop, through their Facebook, is doing early access to the betas. So you can get it early. It's on our forum under the gaming discussions. I think Purvil, I don't know how you actually say his name, Purvil 311. He posted something about it yesterday, because I was going to go post something about it, but he beat me to it. So go check the link out. We'll also put the link on our Twitter. And sign up for the early beta. They said there's a limited amount of people that get it. I mean, I think the limited number is probably huge, because I did it last night and got the beta. So I downloaded it last night and I will be playing that today. I didn't love it at E3, but you also like have somebody over your shoulder, you know, about to cut you off. So you didn't get to play a whole level. And so I think that I'll enjoy it more here at home. The PS4 will be getting capture from external devices. It was a big deal. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. The PS4 wasn't going to allow for you to capture your games to external devices through the HDMI, and they have changed that.
Hmm.
So that's good, I guess. So we can do some...
You're talking about capturing video?
Yes. So we can do some Wii plays on the PS4. Not that we do it on the PS3, but we need to get to it.
Speaking of, that actually came back to a story that I had that Microsoft will be getting YouTube sharing by 2014.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know they weren't going to have that. That's what's weird.
Well, I didn't know they weren't going to have it at launch. I think they had teased it a little bit, but even then when I heard about it, I was like, this just means that YouTube is going to be flooded with a lot of stupid game videos.
Yes.
Isn't it already?
Yes.
Probably, but the cost of entry is a lot higher right now because you got to get a... one of those, what do they call it, game capture devices?
Yeah.
So you got to get one of those now. So the cost of entry is a little higher. Oh, anytime the cost of entry drops, man, it just floods.
And now you only have to have Xbox Gold, right?
Probably.
No. Awesome. Yeah, I think you're still going to have an external thing. It's funny because the guy, I don't remember if anybody saw it during Video Game Week when they were showing off the PS4 stuff on Jimmy Fallon. But the guy was like, yeah, and just in one click, you could share to Facebook or share to YouTube your gaming, blah, 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 blah. And at the time, that wasn't true. So he was either speaking into the future or just misspeaking. I think he was just misspeaking. But that's a big deal to a lot of people. It was all over the place. Not that huge deal to us because we don't do Let's Plays, but we need to.
We will.
My last thing that I had was wishing that we haven't seen the Xbox One user interface yet. And that's just now hitting me that we haven't seen that. And we've kind of seen the PS4s. We've seen it in action and we haven't seen the Xbox One yet.
I think the one that they showed of the PS4 though, I doubt that that's final. I bet it's going to be way different when it comes out.
Yeah. And sure, it's not final, but we saw something.
Yeah. I have a feeling the Xbox One is just going to be the Metro interface because they're wanting to tie together all their operating systems.
Yeah. It's very Windows-based.
Right, with the tiles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe
that's what it
changed.
Is. That's pretty much what it is now on the 360. It's pretty close.
Right, I didn't know that, yeah.
I haven't liked it since the first interface. Honestly, I just want the blades back.
Really? Like you like the blades better?
Yeah, the first interface was the best.
Mm.
I hate it now.
Uh-oh. Why?
I don't know. I was able to get around a lot faster on the older interface. And also, too, I felt like there was a lot more going on. Now it's just a bunch of tiles, and some of them are ads, and some of them are useful things. It just, I don't know. I just don't like it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I hate it.
let's hug it out.
Yeah, exactly. before we jump into the questions, you guys know where to find us, twitter.com/mttgcast, youtube.com/marriedtothegames, marriedtothegames.com/forums. Come check us out. Come win some stuff. Come join the discussion. It's great over there. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm installed all kind of apps on my phone and my iPad so I can do it on the go and talk to those guys on there.
Yeah, we're Tap-A-Talk compatible.
Yeah, so Tap-A-Talk compatible. It's awesome. And Tap-A-Talk is free, unless you want the pro version. Then I think it's a couple dollars. Where else? Facebook.com/marriedtothegames. Anywhere else? Xbox Music, iTunes, yes. Stitcher, all that good stuff. Somebody wrote us the other day that was like, how can I find you guys? And I was like, shoot, we're not doing a good enough job.
Everywhere.
Yeah, all over the place. We're at your mom's house. We're at your grandma's house. So come find us. And we're going to get into some questions. And then I need to ask you guys a question of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Did you already say rate us on iTunes?
No, I didn't, but you say it.
Please rate us on iTunes. It helps us in some way that we do not understand.
I'm serious. We haven't figured it out yet, but it works.
Yeah.
It works.
We know it helps.
Yes.
Help us. Help us.
Help you. Help us, help us, help you, but mostly us.
It helps everyone.
All right, let's do this. Thanks one and all for all the questions. I love getting these. It's so much fun, like, collecting all of them. John Fuller on Facebook writes in, which game or games do you think had the strongest opening or start to the story? For me, it was BioShock Infinite and Last of Us. They sucked me in the moment I started the disc. I agreed wholeheartedly on that one. Last of Us, definitely. I liked Tomb Raider had a good start. I still really love Far Cry 3 start. I thought that was a really cool way to kick things in.
Oh, yeah.
With the whole video capture.
Thanks for reminding me. That was Far Cry 3's opening was great.
Yeah, it was great. I love that one. Anybody else got one?
Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers.
The original.
I was like, what am I about to do? I'm about to break that block. I'm gonna go break that block. Then I'm gonna just keep going. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, because all these new games are so good at doing that. I'm trying to think of what old games, and of course I'm gonna jump back on my soapbox, but really the beginning of Final Fantasy VII for that time for me was like, I mean, right into a fight. I was like, oh snap. I mean, from when you put the game in 2 minutes after watching this beautiful full motion video at the beginning of it at the time, you jump right into a game. And I remember being like, oh heck yes. And this shows you how good that beginning was. Remember when they did the tech thing for PS3, when they announced the PS3 and they did like the tech demo, they used the intro from Final Fantasy VII, and it did.
Everybody knows it.
And it was incredible. And everybody was like, oh snap, they're redoing Final Fantasy VII. And they didn't. But they used the beginning of that game for a reason, because it was
The intro was really good.
So awesome. Like, and I hate to talk about that game so much, but.
Well, I was going to say, like, the intro video was great, too. Like, you know, not just talking about the first time you actually start playing, but the intro video was awesome.
Right. That's what I think.
Hmm.
So that's got my vote again.
Paul, what about you?
I'm trying to think.
Uncharted had some good intros.
Yeah, I didn't like the intro of 3.
No, me neither.
Yeah, the intro of 2 was awesome, though.
Yeah, that was my first intro into the world of the PS3.
Yeah, Tomb Raider.
Wow. Awesome. That was a good way to come in.
Yeah, it was a great way to come in.
Tomb Raider was pretty cool. I'm trying to think. I mean, I like the intro to Infinite. I like the intro to the original BioShock, too. I think that was really forward-thinking, a little bit ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Especially because they started developing that game in, like, 2002.
Hmm.
Right.
So it was pretty decently ahead of its time. You know what's funny is I started doing research when Duke Nukem Forever came out. I started doing research on, like, all of the old versions of Duke Nukem Forever, because they remade the game like 2 or 3 times.
Right.
And the one that they made in 2001, I think, that was supposed to be on the PS2, that actually looked better than the one they released.
Yeah, I believe
like
it.
A lot of That's the footage from the game. Like, it didn't look better graphically, but it looked better, like, content-wise. It just looked like it was going to be a better game, and it sucks that they scrapped that thing. Whatever. Yeah.
That's
Can't
a good
think of
question.
Anything else. Well, I'm sure I will after we finish. But
of course you will,
We've all talked about The Last of Us in its first 10 minutes.
Oh, gosh,
that was good.
How freaking incredible that one is.
Yeah.
Oh, The Walking Dead had a pretty good opening, too.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Telltale
one.
Oh, yeah, when you're in the cop car.
Yeah,
but it wasn't
good.
Like
was
gripping,
cool.
It didn't feel like. To
no,
me, it
but
took,
it was
like,
interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting, but it like kind of took me a second, and I think it was more the excitement of playing it got me liking it than it starting out and me being like, oh, my gosh, I can't stop watching this.
Right.
And Tim, you've probably experienced this by now, the opening of Mass Effect 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one, actually.
Cool. Yeah,
love
like you're
game.
Well, I don't know if I can spoil it or not.
Yeah.
I think they went with such a dry Shepherd voice because they were like, well, people are going to change the way he looks anyway.
People are going to look like broken nose Puerto Ricans.
Exactly.
With bleach blonde hair. And he almost looked cross-eyed, too. It was bad.
He does look a little cross-eyed.
It was bad.
Well, the default character looks a little cross-eyed.
Yeah, he looks like he's a little bit out of it. But hey, I'm excited for it, so that'll be a good game. Good question, John. Thank you very much. We've got Ken Labak. I'm sorry. I think. Do you guys have any? do you guys have any games that you've purchased on release day or close to it that never ended up playing? Why didn't you play it? And do you regret buying it?
Good question.
That's a great question.
You know that hasn't happened with me with games. But it did happen with me with a movie. I bought, Ray, you know,
oh, wow.
When it first came, like the day it hit Walmart or Best Buy or wherever, I went out and bought it cause I missed it in the theaters and I was like, I'm going to watch Ray and I'm going to support cause I hear Jamie Foxx did amazing. And I didn't end up watching it for like 2 years.
Nice.
I have no idea why it took me so long to watch it.
The only thing I have is last Christmas when Hall and I went to Best Buy, I picked up Far Cry 3, Hitman, and Dishonored. I still have not played Hitman or Dishonored.
Yeah, wow. That's right.
I still have not. Like it's not. Hitman's still shrink wrap. Dishonored, I let Gabe borrow, and it's in my stack. I haven't gotten to it yet.
You'd like Dishonored now that you've played Infinite, because they feel pretty similar.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Dishonored now.
So good.
What about you, Hall?
I think I did that with a movie, too. I bought X-Men First Class pretty much right when it came out and never watched it.
That's a good movie, though.
Have you seen it?
I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it at all?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Still not. That's great.
I still got it.
So good.
That's great. Good question, Ken. Thanks for that. Last Facebook question, Matthew Brewer. How do you feel about, well, we've kind of touched on this a little bit. How do you feel about violence in entertainment and the government and media's choice to exploit it, to be used to try and restrict our choice to indulge in violent or vulgar entertainment? And if a clerk is selling an M-rated game to a parent who is obviously buying it for an underage child, should they be able to deny it just like we do with alcohol and cigarettes? I mean, that ties in directly with what we talked about before. I mean, you get into a very, very touchy subject when it comes to accepting or denying. And the way that alcohol and cigarettes have gotten away with it is just by increasing the tax because it generates more revenue for the state.
Well, and those things, are obviously bad for you.
They're physically bad. You're right. They can be physically bad for you.
A 10-year-old should not be smoking cigarettes.
Right.
I can't imagine there being a argument to that. Exactly. My 10-year-old loves cigarettes. He will smoke whenever he wants to. He's 10.
Marlboro Lights, Jack.
Exactly. You know, same with drinking and your liver. I mean, kids' livers aren't ready for alcohol.
Well, kids are also developing, and the same thing can be said about games. Like, their minds are still developing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they may not be able to, I don't know. That is a touchy subject. So I don't want to say, like,
well, especially
that it
when
should
it comes
be illegal.
To, when it comes to yeah. purchasing, or like the buying and selling of consumer goods, when you start to restrict people feel like that's an infringement of, hey, look, it's my choice. If I want to buy this, I can buy this. That's why you have a rating system. And I get that, but it's not up to the clerk. It's not up to any of the retailers to be able to filter that. Unfortunately, as much as we may want to, sometimes I don't think that'll ever happen.
Yeah. I would say if you're a clerk, just take an extra 2 seconds.
Yeah, and just explain to the parents, hey, just so you know, I'm only saying this just so you know, it's got this, 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 and this.
Yeah, or even if you don't go into detail, you're saying, hey, I see you're buying this for your 8-year-old son, and I know you're just getting it because he said, I want the new Grand Theft Auto, and it shuts him up for hours at a time during the day.
Right.
But listen, this thing's pretty crazy for an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Dude, if they got an 8-year-old, all you got to say is the name of the game. is Grand Theft Auto.
People don't care about
what
that.
You're doing.
No, no one cares about the name. No one cares about the title anymore.
Nobody knows what Metroid means either.
Exactly.
Goodness gracious.
That's Hall, a good question. Hall, what do you think? I know I talked over you. I thought.
Eh, like I said, it shouldn't be illegal because if you're gonna make that illegal, you should make selling rated R movies illegal.
Right. I mean, right, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Which I guess they're kind of doing like a guidelines thing for adults, and you don't see that many kids buying like rated R movies versus buying rated M games. I bet. But
I don't think kids go in there by the. I don't think a kid can go in there by themselves and buy a rated M game.
I don't think so. Anyway,
yeah. I mean, I think you have to be 18.
They have to do some amount of convincing to parents, but I think parents will just get savvier naturally. I think that since
they're gonna get savvier now when they see you walk in and little Jimmy's watching something crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how savvy they are quite yet, but
well, no, I'm just saying like as more people game older, which is happening a lot more now.
I agree.
Yeah, the average age of a gamer is a lot higher than it used to be.
Yep.
So I think that'll somewhat be natural, I guess. But yeah, it still should be the responsibility of the clerk to kind of at least explain it.
Just inform.
Yeah. And I bet GameStop hasn't pushed them at all because they're like, you know what? It's money. We don't
exactly
care.
And that's there's a fine line. And you're not every clerk is going to be that way. You know, within each retail store, you're going to have the people that may or may not say something. But you know what? You can't fault somebody for at least giving them the information. Information is key. So if you just offer that to them, you've done your part and, you know, you can. Then it's up to them. It's their choice.
That's what I would do if I were in that position of selling violent games to parents and stuff. I would just make sure, I would just say, like, just so you know, there's killing of strippers and all kinds of crazy stuff in this game.
And that's the easy stuff.
As they just stare at me blankly and say, what?
Exactly. Yeah, whatever.
What's a stripper? Oh, brother, we have a lot more to deal with.
That's right. All right. Moving on to Twitter at Nerd for God. This is actually just funny. He just wrote, "What kind of questions?" I thought that was good.
That's my my favorite question.
That's my favorite question too.
What kind of questions?
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
That's incredible.
But it leads to any kind of question you want. That's why we love doing this kind of stuff. It can be about games. It can be about married life. It can be whatever, what we're interested in,
Yeah. Everything.
About why Tim spends all of his time in the Batcave and we never hear from him.
Exactly. Exactly. With no sleep.
Oh my gosh.
But I love that question. I thought that was great. So Steven/@NerdForGod. Great job. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Our boys, the crew, the Geeks with Wives and Capes.
Nice.
If you could make your own video game, what would be your pitch to Sony or Xbox?
Okay, look, you're going to be running these strippers over, right?
Somehow it's going to involve an AK.
Except they're going to be robots, and we're going to call it Grand Theft Bato.
There it is. Well done. Did it.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, it's going to
involve. For some reason, we'll call it Grand Theft Bato 5.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
What kind of video game would you pitch?
I have no idea.
I have no clue.
That's why I don't make them. I just play them.
Right. You can't go too sexy. People get upset. You can't go sexy enough and people get upset.
You know what would be kind of cool is a recording studio simulator.
No.
Kind of like how they did
that would
the
not be fun.
No, that would not be fun.
Like how they did the game dev story. You have
where's this snooze button?
Engineer story.
Where's the snooze button? No, it's all good.
That's only interesting to us, Hall.
That's exactly what it is. Recording engineer story, and you can't make that much money. Like, they give you a goal, and you never win.
and you have to do it within a certain period of time, which is nearly impossible.
They could just call it music business story.
There you go.
They did that. Remember, they had the they're having that game come out where you're the music promoter. And you do a festival.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, they beat you to it.
And then again, you never make enough money.
No, you never do ever. You make just enough money to cover the price of the flyers.
Exactly.
There you go.
And then you have a kid and then you become bankrupt.
Exactly. I think if anything, like the kind of video game that I'd want would probably be some sort of survival game. Doesn't have to be a post-apocalyptic or something like that, but just some sort of a survival game.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Because it would help people's minds. They have to make some decent, they have to make some good decisions and plan and strategize and that kind of stuff. I think that would be fun.
Be like, okay, so you're a horse riding on a comet, right? And then the comet's going to come down to Earth, right? And so it's going to be like this alien horse. You're going to be gallivanting around the streets. And then you're going to accidentally topple on top of a bunch of strippers.
Yeah. And then you pull out your AK.
And then you just start shooting up everybody.
Why are we giving everybody these ideas? Man? I know, we got to keep these secrets.
I know. The horse stampeding strippers is going to come out. And I'm be mad. Sega's gonna bring it out.
We got another good one for you, and I'll give him his Twitter handle, because in the tweet he writes something pretty funny. At Paolo VGHA, what games disappointed you after so much hype and so many recommendations, and which ones nobody liked but you actually loved? He said, "P.S. I'm dying to see you guys trying to pronounce my name. Laugh out loud. Cheers and good night." All right, here we go. And I know who it is. This
drum
is our
roll, please.
This is our Brazilian boy who went back and listened to a bunch of our podcasts. It is Paulo Vinicius. That's how I'm. That's what I'm rolling with.
Paulo,
tell me if I'm right or wrong, and what prize do I get?
Say it one more time.
Paulo Vinicius.
Paulo.
Vinicius, and obrigado, Paulo, for listening to all of our stuff. He's our Brazilian boy, and that was awesome getting that tweet the other day. That was cool.
That's awesome.
So, okay, so what games disappointed you after so much hype and so many recommendations? And then, which ones did you love that not a whole lot of people did? Well, we all know my disappointment.
Assassin's Creed 3.
And I'm hoping to not be disappointed again, because I did pre-order it. So, yeah. This is my last roll of the dice with freaking the Assassin's Creed series. But yeah, 3, a lot of hype, and it just didn't deliver for me. And then the ones that nobody liked, I don't know. That's a good one.
Yeah, you haven't been gaming long enough to play bad games.
Yeah, that's very, I'm very choosy with my games.
Mine would be Max Payne 3. After a bunch of hype, I didn't really like it. And then also, I wasn't a huge fan of Final Fantasy Tactics. I think it was just the time of my life, but everybody loved it, and I was like, I don't get it. And then this kind of wraps into our question of the week. Last week, I asked people on the forums and on Twitter if anybody misses full motion video games, where it comes to like Mad Dog McCree or all these games that would hire actors like and have live action stuff going on during the game. And I loved those games: Sewer Shark, Double Switch, Night Trap, Mad Dog McCree. All those kind of games, and I think they're probably going down in history as awful games, but I loved them. Hall.
Let's see. Game that got hyped. I think when the Enter the Matrix game came out for PS2, I don't remember if that had a lot of hype around it. I think it did, though, because it was the first Matrix game.
Yeah, and it was awful.
I didn't enjoy it. I did play it because I got it for my birthday.
Yeah,
but didn't enjoy it very much. Let me think here. I didn't enjoy Ultimate Alliance as much as I thought I would. You remember that game?
Oh, Marvel, really? The fighting Ultimate game?
Alliance? Yeah, I didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I would. Like, it was fun, but
But what game? What game did you like that everybody else didn't like?
I'm trying to think. I know there's something in there. I just can't remember it right now.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'll just do the rest of the questions. I'll try to think of it.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay. At Jordan SGWEE or Jordan Snell, most memorable moment of your wedding day. Advice for mine: it's coming November
27th. Wow.
November 27th. Congratulations, buddy. That's awesome.
Right around Thanksgiving. You're brave.
Yeah, that's good. Most memorable moment of your wedding day. Let's see.
I know mine.
Hit it.
So I got married on the beach in San Diego on the island of Coronado. And I remember when we were going to go set out chairs, we were like, we kind of looked down the beach. We had gone to the beach the night before. Nobody was on the beach. We found where we wanted to get married. We were like, okay, right here is where we're going to get married. We'll set up chairs here tomorrow. We show up the next day. The beach is packed. And we're like, oh, freaking great. Crap. Exactly. And so we just start kind of walking down the way, kind of heads hung low. We're like, this sucks, man. I can't believe this. I didn't even think of this. We should have came out here way earlier and like staked where we were going to go. So we walked. We had kind of like had this light post that we were like, okay, here's where we're going to do it. So we just kind of know. And we went to that light post. I remember looking at the light post and then looking out at the beach and there being a perfect square and nobody was in it. And the beach was packed one way and packed the other way. And for some reason in this little square, God just worked it out for me where I didn't have to ask anybody to move or anything. And we just set up the chairs nice and quietly. Nobody gave
us any problem. If you had to ask people to move, how would you ask them?
Excuse me before I get my horse riding comet thing out here to stampede all over y'all. I need to get married right here.
I was hoping you'd do your other voice.
Oh, sorry. Which one's that?
I was wondering if you guys could move out of the way real quick. I need to get married today. I'm losing my virginity.
Little lower.
Yeah, I was wondering if y'all could
get out
of the way because I want to have to bust a cap at nobody.
That was my most memorable moment, just knowing that that worked out perfectly. And
that's awesome.
That's great.
Paul?
I wish I could have got married on a beach. We got married in a church, but just being at the altar, though, I think was the most memorable part.
Oh,
and just kind of looking out at everybody, like before, you know, you say when you're going into your vows, it's kind of almost surreal, the moment that creating that bond. So I think that'll be the moment that, you know, that'll probably be the moment that a lot of people talk about is being in that moment, and it's just very exciting. So,
yeah. And I would say congratulations and everything's going to be okay.
Yes. It's all good.
Yes.
Man.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. Whatever you're up against right now, it's fine.
I have a little, it's kind of a funnier moment for our wedding. Cause we got married up in Jersey, up near Lauren's family and everything. So we're sitting there, like she's already come up the aisle and she's wearing this really nice dress and it's got lace all in the front and everything.
I would hope she was in a nice dress.
Right.
She's in this thing she got from Sears real quick.
It was all good. She came down in like a workout outfit. It was fine. So we're sitting there and I look over and I end up looking kind of down her dress a little bit.
Nice.
And I look over and the photographer nailed it. Like totally got a shot. And it was a female photographer and she gives me this smile and a wink and I'll never forget
it. Oh my gosh.
It was awesome.
That's hilarious.
Great. And I'm like, oh great. So now I'm like the creepy perv husband who's looking down the dress of his wife already. But hey, you know what? I'm allowed to now, Jack.
Exactly right.
But yeah, I'll never forget that moment because I look down, I look over at her, and then I look up, and there's the photographer, and click, wink, thumbs up. Yeah. I was like, that's awesome.
That's hilarious.
It was great. All while the ceremony was going on.
That's incredible.
It was great. So, Jordan, congrats, man. It's great. Marriage is awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be okay.
Yes. At Drew Roland 82. So if Router gets up at 3 a.m. to start his day, what time does he go to bed?
3 a.m.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Last
night, 3 a.m. No, I usually go to bed at like 10:30. It sometimes I like to work. If I can avoid it, I'd rather like go to bed early and then get up super early so I can start working rather than like work late into the night and then have to get up early to keep working. Like I feel more refreshed when I get some sleep in me at least. And then I wake up and I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So,
makes sense.
Okay. Our boy at, Yamin Bassett. We know that Gabe does not do horror games. So is there any genre that the Tims do not or cannot get into? I can't do driving games.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Like I don't, as beautiful as they are, like Forza and all Gran Turismo and all these, I will never play those games. I just have no desire.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
I can't get into open world games typically. And if I do like sleeping dogs, I just run through and do all of the necessary stuff. I don't really do any of the side stuff that much.
Yeah, but you did a lot for Borderlands, though, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's, I don't know, that's more RPG than anything else. And that's also just a loot chase. I mean, with Diablo 3, like, I would go around and do a lot of that, and that's technically, I mean, you can go wherever you want. I don't necessarily consider it an open world game, I guess, because it's not first person, but in the sense of you can go everywhere, it's an open world game. So, yeah, loot chase. Yeah, I would do that, but not just a typical run-of-the-mill open world game. So,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Gabe, is there any other besides horror games that you don't like?
You know, it's not that I don't like horror games. I just get scared.
I mean, you don't like them.
I don't like that pit in my stomach, like something crazy going to happen. But we will do we got to do a Let's Play with the Evil Within.
Oh, totally. With the Evil.
Evil Within, yeah.
Yeah, we have to.
Do it. Have my diaper.
That's a wrap, Jack. We got it.
Is that it?
Yeah, man. Sweet. Thank you so much.
I want to ask you guys a question. Very simple question. Favorite system and why? We've talked about it on our show. Our favorite systems. Router's only owned a PS3, so that's obviously his favorite.
It's the only one I got.
Hall's talked about it before. I think yours was, don't tell me, I want to say the GameCube.
No.
What was your favorite one, Hall?
The original PlayStation, I think.
Original PlayStation.
Yeah, it's kind of a toss-up between the original PlayStation and the Super Nintendo.
You sure it's not the GameCube?
Oh, goodness.
Was it the Wii U?
Oh, yeah, that was the one.
That was your favorite. His favorite system was the Wii U playing Resident Evil.
Yes.
Mine was the Dreamcast. I think it was died too soon. I think it was an awesome system. So we want to hear from you guys. What's your favorite system and why? Hit us up on Twitter. Use hashtag AnswerMTTG or hit us up at the forum. Post the thread with the question and let us know there. You can have more than 160 characters.
Go ahead and post it on the... let's do like the show because we've been doing the show threads. We've been doing the show threads every week, so just come post it on the show thread.
Yeah, wherever you want to post it, let us know.
Post it anywhere.
Post it anywhere, all over the place. At your grandma's house, at your mama's house, because we're there. We're there anyway. We appreciate you guys listening. 054. It's weird to say. We're going into the fall. Really happy about it.
Yeah, buddy.
I love it.
Love the fall.
I'm Gabe Patillo. That's Tim Router. That's Timothy Hall. Happy fall, y'all. We married to the games and we about this thing. Peace.